Allah Jalla Jalalahu Amman Walahu has in this dunya, in this world, given us very nice, tasty and delicious items. Everything is unique and special in its taste. Allah Ta'ala has instilled this uniqueness into each item. If you eat a banana, it will have its own enjoyment. If you have an orange or a tangerine, its taste and enjoyment will be different. If you eat a mango, subhanAllah, different types of mangoes, there can be the different sort of brands or mangoes from India or Pakistan, different countries. So Allah Ta'ala has given us so many ni'mas, food, meat, chicken, make pilau, make sweet rice, make halwa, have sweet food. You can eat so much that diabetes comes about. That's how much we eat. So human being is very clever. We are clever. We know that this is a banana or orange, halwa or pilau, sweet rice. For this, what do? That to get the taste from the food, to get the enjoyment from the food, we are always concerned. And rather, even 30 minutes we will not accept if our stomach is suffering. Yes, that there should be no pain, because then we won't be able to eat in the evening or in the day. Oh, there's a wedding, we're invited, there's a feast, I don't want to have a stomach illness. And we are so careful looking after our stomach so that we can take the enjoyments, otherwise we won't get enjoyment from the food. And it's the food, that it's the stomach that's aching or is a pain, but the taste is coming into the mouth, because the stomach controls all of that. So if there are so many delicious foods in front of us, but the stomach is upset, then you won't enjoy the taste of the food. You'll be upset, oh, I can't, I'm unwell, I can't eat. The stomach is upset, is unwell, and he regrets, and he takes medicine. So this is, these are points that we understand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however many delicious and tasty things Allah Ta'ala has created in the dunya, I'm telling you this, these are a few examples I've just said. There are so many food items and edible items that have their taste. We put them all to one side, their taste, their enjoyment, everything attributed to them. Or especially if we link to this jama'at, that if we put all the taste and enjoyment, everything nice to one side, collected and put it to one side, and in comparison to that, Allah Ta'ala has created one thing that you cannot compare to its enjoyment, its taste. There's so much enjoyment, so much taste, so delicious that a person cannot imagine. We've never thought about this, we've never focused on this, that when a person gets the taste of this item, the deliciousness of this item, because that said, there's nothing that can compare. It's the greatest enjoyment. And just like, for example, when your stomach is well and there are delicious foods, you want to eat more and more, let them digest, have more. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has instilled taste, enjoyment, and Allah Ta'ala has given us total capacity and capability to digest. The more we eat, the more we consume edible foods, the stomach will get upset. But this is such a great entity. Allah Ta'ala says, the more you consume, the more strength you will attain. Imagine, what is this phenomenon? Nothing can compare to this. Nothing. But we don't understand. Do you understand? Do you know what this is? That Allah Ta'ala has kept enjoyment in this action, taste in this action, deliciousness in this action. That is the dhikr of Allah. Dhikrullah. Say again, subhanallah. Because we don't know that what is the taste of the words you've just said, subhanallah. We know about bananas. But do you know what is subhanallah, and to recite subhanallah? What it is? That this has filled up the gap, the space between the heavens and the earth when you recite subhanallah. This is how great a statement it is. But only he who recognizes, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was a great shaykh. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, because the walis, the awliya, they knew the taste. People like us don't. What's the reason? Why do they do dhikr all night long, all the time? Or do they leave their work? Do they leave food? Don't they get taste from food? They they don't get enjoyment from food, they get enjoyment from dhikr. Hazrat Mawlana Rum, alhamdulillah, said in one of his poems, couplets, that when I recite Allah's name, that my whole body, it melts like hot sweet. So sweet, he said, it melts, it's hot. Do you know this? That's his experience. But we don't know this experience. We don't realize this. Look here, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, stated, and he was a great sheikh, very high level sheikh, high status. His name is Malik bin Dinar. Now Dinar, this name was assigned to him after an event, and he was one of the greatest sheikhs. He was the generation of Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah, and his karamat, his vision, and his achievements, great status, great rank. So somebody asked him that, what's dinar? Why is the name dinar assigned to your name? Malik bin Dinar, such a great sheikh. Once he was present in a river, there were boats at that time, and he was sailing in the boat, and somebody was, and he was sitting as well, and they wanted to cross the river. So just like we sit in a bus, so then when the owner of the boat came, he said, take the fare out, please, the money, to give the fare. He said, I ain't got no fare. He said, why are you sat here then? He said, what can I do? I need to cross the river. That's why I've sat in the boat. But I don't have any money. I'm miskeen, I'm poor. Obviously, for example, if there is a situation like this, then you have a bit of flexibility. Islam teaches that. He said, how dare you started hitting him? Because people, they hit and beat the poor people more, isn't it? He beat him so much that he fell unconscious. Then when he came to the consciousness, he said, give me the fare, otherwise I'll throw you into the river right now. I'll throw you into the river. When he heard this, then he put his hand towards the river, towards the water, and every fish came out to the surface, and every fish in its mouth was one dinar, and that dinar was a golden dinar. He said, go, however much you want, take from these fish. When he saw this, because we are people, we don't recognize a wali until he doesn't show us a miracle or karamat or vision. For example, if a wali Allah is sitting in front of us, and if, for example, when does a wali come to a masjid? Yes, for example, when we sit next to a wali, we get angry. And if he shows you, for example, a jinn, or both, then, for example, we say, oh, look at this individual. Yeah, and people disappear. And they have belief in this person. That, oh, he's got kashf, and we got vision. We kept on going to him. We didn't understand. He didn't see no kashf or karamat, no miracles. So why should we listen to him and go to him? But when we go there, we ask him for dua. He fulfilled our duas. He showed us miracles. He showed us, told us things. And our shop wasn't running. It started to flourish, and etc. The biggest karamat, the miracle, if you want to see a wali Allah, his biggest miracle is that he will make your dead heart alive. That's the greatest miracle of a wali of Allah. Does any wali do that today? Make a dead heart alive? They make the dead hearts alive. Yes, so the person who makes a person who's deceased alive, is there a bigger miracle than this, tell me? Is there? But we run towards dunya, material things, worldly things. We go to an individual to recognize him as a wali. If he brings our material desires to fruition, don't do this. So when he saw that, what a great sheikh, he saw the miracle. He fell to his feet. He said, what's the point of falling to my feet now? I'll show you another karamat. And he then walked over the water, and the river made way for him path, and he crossed the river, and he got to the other side, to the bank. Such a great sheikh. Somebody asked him that, you do so much dhikr, what's the reason? And he smiled and looked towards him, and this is his statement that I'm presenting to you. Because the walis of Allah, their words are ilham. This is a hadith, it's proven from hadith. He said that the amount of taste Allah Ta'ala has kept in the dunya, and everything Allah Ta'ala has put enjoyment. And obviously it's not just from food, it's from experiencing things in the world. Enjoyment, for example, if you have love for somebody or a child, or you have love for the wife, yes, you get enjoyment, isn't it? And obviously maybe the face, the expression changes with the dunya. If there's no enjoyment, you wouldn't go to anybody, would you? If you didn't like somebody, if you didn't like something, if you don't have like the company of your wife, then will you waste your time? Obviously, the who, for example, will go to each other, but there's liking, there's a desire, there's enjoyment. That's what attracts people to items or to other people. So he said that, I've got the enjoyment, the liking, the attractiveness for dhikr. He said, what is that attractiveness you got? He said that it is greater than all of the enjoyment of the world, and it's the dhikr of Allah that gives the greatest enjoyment in this world.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So we understand this. Have you got yaqeen on this point? There's a hadith on this as well. Yes? So there's no point that we carry on going to too much detail, but there's a fact that there's no greater enjoyment than the action of dhikr of Allah. Sometimes a person's eating food and his stomach is filling, but he's not getting the enjoyment. Me and you, we're doing dhikr, isn't it? Don't take what I'm saying badly or wrongly. We're doing dhikr, but behind this, that you have to push somebody, you have to explain rewards, there'll be hoor in Jannah, you'll get this palace, you'll get these assets, you'll get these rewards. So this is the lowest of the attraction for dhikr, my friends. So for example, if you say to somebody for now, if you eat this, you'll get this taste and this enjoyment. You say, okay, I'll take a little bit of that. You do that, isn't it? So if we're sitting here for dhikr, we're sat in this game, the hoors will come, houses will be made, palaces, mansions. If we don't get this taste and enjoyment, reward, if I say to you, there's a subhanallah, subhanallah, we'll all say on the rewards. But we want the enjoyment in the world, but the enjoyment of dhikr is so much that the enjoyment of dhikr starts from here and it takes a person to paradise and it continues into paradise. I said, why don't we feel that enjoyment? Because we're sat here looking for something else, looking for other roots. But a person's got a little bit, even an atom's weight of enjoyment, and look at his feeling. First and foremost, his feeling is that his body, subhanAllah, it starts to enjoy dhikr. The tears come from his eyes when Allah's name is mentioned. This is the Quran. His body, the hairs on his body, they stand on end with the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Allah has given a little bit of taste, a definition, bit of clarity. So Allah Ta'ala says that there's much thawab and you'll get Jannah and sins will be forgiven. What is this? That Allah Ta'ala says, I want to convince the individual. So at least he's convinced us and he sat us down at the feast. Say subhanallah. Listen to what I'm saying carefully. Allah has seated us down. So this is Allah's great na'mah, that this point has come to understanding that after this amal, we will get a lot of rewards, multitudes of rewards. And that's what we're sat here for. Yeah, with that greed, with that desire. So Allah Ta'ala says that I have delivered you and seated you down now. I've delivered you to the gathering. But then take the real taste of the gathering. Take the real taste of my dhikr. So you can become immersed. Foolish people have prepared the food, have prepared the gathering. Hasbunallah, you recite. La hawla wa la quwwata illa, you recite. Such great kalimats, I allow you, permit you to recite. So obviously, but the genuine enjoyment, the real enjoyment, you haven't got there yet, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, why don't you get the true enjoyment? Why don't you get the attraction of dhikr? Why don't you get the true sense of satisfaction? There is satisfaction. We do get enjoyment. But the real enjoyment, like the walis have explained to us, the pious elders, what's the reason behind that? That, for example, you don't get enjoyment in the food, in eating, in meat. What do then? We go to the doctor. Why? Oh, I'm not enjoying. I'm putting my hand on my nose. I don't feel have the sense of smell. I don't have the taste. I'm drinking water. There's an issue. What the doctor realizes is that there's an illness. Because see, the taste is there in the food. In the halwa, there's taste. In the meal, there's taste. If you make biryani, there's salt and spices. Then why don't we taste that? There's such a big piece of news that one wali of Allah we've explained. One reference that he does dhikr for this reason, he said, there's such a great enjoyment and taste that my heart doesn't feel that I should leave this. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, what happens here? That why don't we have this sense of enjoyment? Because we don't have the fikr. We have never thought in the right manner with regards to the remembrance of Allah. We've never thought, my brothers, I swear by Allah, if the taste and enjoyment of dhikr was to come into us all night long, we'd stay seated in dhikr. We'd leave everything. We'd leave everything. To this extent, it is stated that the pious good deeds, all of them have this same taste in salah, fasting, everything has this enjoyment. But the dhikr of Allah, its enjoyment and taste is more unique than everything else. And this is proven from hadith. All taste and deliciousness and enjoyment of the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that I have created this myself. It's come from myself. And the speciality of my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, is such that when my servant starts to experience dhikr, consumes dhikr, then he knows and I know, Allah Ta'ala says, even the angels don't know. SubhanAllah. Why is he crying? Why is his body trembling? Why is he passionate about my remembrance? Why is he falling unconscious? Why is he leaving all material things? Is he mad that he's leaving all these things? The taste keeps on coming, the taste comes, and he keeps on leaving things that are not significant. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, what do we need to do? That Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. We don't get that satisfaction. from dhikr. If we don't get the satisfaction, what do? We wonder. For example, if we don't get the satisfaction from food, we're distressed and we worry about the upset stomach. So now, we're not getting the satisfaction from dhikr, let's move forward. Time is short. Why am I not getting the full satisfaction from dhikr? Why is my stomach upset? Why am I not tasting the food? There's a reason that the stomach gets upset. There's a reason why the pain is there.
Yes, there must be an illness inside the stomach. That is, it's become unwell. So what we realize is that what's the reason? We're not getting satisfaction from dhikr. There's a reason that there's a defect within us. There's a defect. Yeah, there's a defect. When what is that defect within us? The biggest defect that doesn't give us the taste and enjoyment and satisfaction of dhikr of Allah. We don't get enjoyment from the dhikr of Allah, from reciting Allah's name. And that reason is the sins of a human being. The sins, disobedience. That if a person continues to sin, he will not get the satisfaction from dhikr. Do you get the satisfaction from salah? From Quran? These are ibadat. But dhikr has a unique satisfaction and enjoyment. And this whole clash, what's spoiling all of our efforts, just like when you have a stomach upset, you don't get enjoyment from eating. In the same way, when an individual commits sins, then due to the sins, all his spiritual food and consumption, it ends. He doesn't get enjoyment. So my brothers, what we need to have fikr, we need to have concern. That such a dhikr we should do, that when we sit to do dhikr, when we sit to do tasbih of Allah, Allah's name, then our body should be shaking and the emotion should be there and Allah's love should be generating inside our bodies. We should be immersed and enjoying dhikr. Not counting, you should say, I want to do more. And don't look at the time. Our pious elders of our silsa, Hazrat Usman Damani sahab rahmatullah alayhi, as soon as he would sit in maraqaba, silent dhikr after Isha, he'd forget what time is it. And at the time of Fajr, his disciples, his students would say to him, Hazrat, it's tahajjud time. Sit up or get up, time for salah, adhan are being called. Then he would stop doing dhikr. And the reason for this is that there are defects within us. And the defect that we have is sin. So if we were to reject sins, shun sins, leave haram, and protect our gaze, protect our tongues, protect our bodies, and everything that is defined as sin, small, big, all are the same. Remember. At that same day, alhamdulillah, your feelings and attractiveness to dhikr will change. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. What a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given to us to eat, due to which we take a lot of enjoyment that we cannot imagine. So the reason why we don't have satisfaction and enjoyment of dhikr is we're making mistakes with the sunnah, we're discarding the sunnah, we're making errors with the sunnah, or there's something that's missing from life, those sins of the tongue or the eyes or in our ibadat. And we need to grab hold of these, identify them, and the sins that we know, that we're aware of, we need to make a list that I'm committing this sin. We should start to make effort. When a person makes effort to leave the sins, then Allah Ta'ala will assist in that sin being eliminated. What do we do? Oh, I've not done anything. I'm fine. Oh, what have I done? I haven't committed any sins. No. I'm just a good person. If someone asks me, Hazrat, not me. How can I commit sins? I pray salah, I do dhikr. When have I sinned? There's nothing wrong with me. That my husband is the best. We speak like this. We have to be so cautious. Remember when you eat, because all of the energy comes from food. If a morsel of food goes inside us and it's from haram, then the whole body is destroyed. The friends of Allah, if I start to give examples with their names, if they ever had doubt that this morsel is haram, is going into me, and something wrong is going in, then up to a few weeks, they would continue to purify themselves from within. They'd vomit, let me take this food out, it's spoiled the color of my ibadah, the taste of my ibadah. How did they realize that they've eaten something wrong? When they started to do dhikr, then the taste would finish. The enjoyment of dhikr would finish. The emotion, the experience of dhikr will finish. And the greatest satisfaction, enjoyment in the world is attained when Allah Ta'ala invites Allah's court, you're present. And for example, you're present in the court of the Holy Prophet, you stood in front of the Rawda Mubarak, you're reciting durood, and the Prophet is listening. Is there any greater scene than this in the world? Tell me. And what should be the emotion and the feelings there? Yes? If you ask a good person who has the right taste and emotions, That what should be your emotions? That what do we do there? We're listening to the phone, we're speaking there, making taking pictures. So we want to ask that person, the Alhamdulillah, who has good taste due to his remembrance of Allah. What will be the satisfaction, enjoyment of sending durood at time? The Prophet ﷺ is listening and you're reciting, Assalamu alaykum, ayyuhan nabiyyu, ya rasulu, sayyidi rasulullah. Even then, we're thinking, what's the reason why we don't enjoy ourselves even in that situation? So what we need to do, my brothers, is that Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah gives a ni'mah, bounty, a treasure. Don't be ungrateful for that. When that ni'mah goes, then we think, oh, I made a mistake. And as long as the ni'mah is there, we're not grateful for it. Yes, that how should we be grateful that Allah Ta'ala seated us here, He's given us a majlis, I also have come here, and we are together, we're sat here, we're doing dhikr of Allah. Tell me what a great ni'mah this is, a great treasure this, that we realize that in this masjid dhikr is taking place, and somebody realizes what that ni'mah is, he should run to that dhikr gathering. Such a great ni'mah has come. And when we come, we, despite us coming, we're not appreciative, and when this ni'mah goes, that when the dhikr in the morning finishes, and the evening the dhikr finishes, and we're left in the wilderness, then an individual thinks that I'm in loss. The life of a person changes. His emotions change. Then he's knocking around here to the Allah, says, what's the point now? You were ungrateful before. Look, that I used to give you gatherings of dhikr and you committed sins. You used to consume haram. I used to give you gatherings of dhikr. This is being ungrateful, isn't it? That you do dhikr here, then you go and start backbiting, you do dhikr here, then you start speaking nonsense, you do dhikr here, and you're going to look at wrong things. So what is this? That this is the meaning of being ungrateful. Allah says, I took you to such a great place, now you're not deserving of this, you're not capable of this. So Allah says, I will take my ni'mah back, so that you don't ever get the taste in your life. Tell me now. Such a majlis, we don't have it, we don't say, then we realize, oh, I've lost out. What will happen then? Then what will happen at that time with the majalis? The shayateen will start to make us carry out normal actions in life. First day we'll be regretting, there will be emotions, and then we go back into the routine of the dunya, back to the dunya, because we were ungrateful. And such a beautiful gift of Allah, we've been ungrateful for it. You know this, don't you? That a person, and he becomes a loser. Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you the majlis gatherings in the morning, in the evening, I allowed you to sit down. After that, you didn't appreciate that. He says, go, fine, I expel you from here. Then that individual, that he's left sin so much, isn't it? He's left sin, we're coming. Now Allah Ta'ala says, he says, because he's got the punishment, slowly, slowly, he'll go back to that old routine. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe in a month, totally he's devoid of good things. When he stops coming to dhikr, a person, if he doesn't come one day, second day, he doesn't feel like, oh, I'll be lazy again, then he's lazy again. I've seen many people like this. This laziness, one day of laziness, it takes that person away from dhikr, because he's displeasing Allah. He's displeasing Allah. The Allah Ta'ala is merciful on someone, and the shaykh pays attention and focuses on the student. Then Allah drags him back and he gets a second chance. But normally this doesn't happen. Such a person, he should be extremely grateful. The Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to come again and give me another opportunity. If I had died before this, then what would be my condition? Yes? So ungrateful was that person who leaves the deen, leaves the dhikr. If we're amongst those people that we go back to our old ways, we leave dhikr, we go back into the dunya, then Allah Ta'ala brings that person back again to the majlis. Then for that person, his maqam, his level of being grateful should be so extreme that Allah has saved me. If I had passed away in this time, then which segment of the people would I have been accounted with? That we're not appreciative of this. This is a special gathering of Allah. Allah says, Fadhkuruni. Allah says, I've brought you to my presence. Dhikr, I brought you to myself. Your salah, your Quran, your recitation is yours. But dhikr is mine, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, Fadhkuruni, you are remembering me. Allah says, I like this action of yours. Then Allah Ta'ala gives the answer, Fadhkuruni, adhkurkum. Allah says, you remember me, I remember you. Subhanallah. If you get such an opportunity, morning and evening, majalis gatherings, and we make sins, we commit sins and make excuses for not going, this is a big, big level of being ungrateful. I'm just trying to revive this thought process. May not be that Allah Ta'ala takes dhikr away from us or He becomes displeased with us. Brothers, don't look for 10 people are here. These 4-10 individuals doing dhikr, what can I say to you? The barakah of this is so much that the whole alam of Islam, the whole nation of Islam is being saved from destruction. I swear by Allah and I say this. that this zikr is not taking place here. The whole dunya zikr is taking place. The whole, the angels and jinnat have come and they're seated with you. And this is zikr of Rabbul Awwal. All the angels, the winning imama, green imamas, and mashallah, all around. Because this is the color of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is spread. And we are blind because we can't see. We don't have the vision. If we don't have vision, we think that there's no dunya around us. For example, if I don't see something, put the lights off, I can't see something, there's no room here. Is there no room here? If the lights switched off now, if I say, oh, there's no room here, there's no coats here, there's nothing because I can't see them. But I'm mad, aren't I, if I say that? So if we cannot see, but everything is there, it's present. Reality is there. Everything is present. The angels are present. The doors of paradise open. Allah says, you're remembering me in my gatherings. You are sat in front of me. We say, no, I can't see. Allah says, you can't see. Yes, but Allah says, that's because there's a veil there. I don't remove that veil, but have yaqeen and certainty. I'm saying the Quran says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. When you remember me, Allah says, then I also remember you. When you remember me in a gathering, then I also remember you in a gathering. Subhanallah. Yes, so who doesn't have yaqeen in this? Certainty in this. So such a great name, Allah Ta'ala takes it away from us. For example, if dhikr wasn't to take place for a week here, tell me then we'll commit sins. Will there not be sins? There'll be sins. That we come to dhikr, our habits become good. Otherwise, we'll start sinning and there'll be adab. If Allah Ta'ala takes us back with His fadl and kindness, subhanAllah, we're grateful to you. You give me another great chance and opportunity and now I will not commit sins. Do we do tawbah, brothers? Do we repent? Yes. If a person's gone, Allah's unhappy, then it's very difficult for Allah, for that person to come back. If Allah's unhappy, don't think it's a game. Yes, that just as Allah gives rewards, we should appreciate them at that time. We should appreciate and value them. So this gathering of dhikr is a very elevated gathering. So we need to take the enjoyment. And to do that, take the enjoyment of dhikr, what do we need to do? MashaAllah, you understand. Mawlana Sahib has understood. What do we need to do? Say it loudly. That if we don't leave the sins, taste of the dhikr will not come. And if the enjoyment of dhikr comes, then subhanAllah, your life will become very improved and different. Then dunya will look for you, hunt you. Where is he? I can't see him. Where's he gone? He'll say, no, I don't feel like working. I don't want to sit with my wife or my children now. Hukam is sharia hukam. I'm doing these things, but I get enjoyment in dhikr. Not with my wife, but with remembering Allah. Subhanallah. Let's do dua, pray to Allah. Inshallah, it's the month of Rabiul Awwal. It's the day of Monday night. Great night. Allah, we've understood today. The dhikr is very sweet and delicious. You've given it to us, but we have lost out from its enjoyment and satisfaction. We thought this much reward. Thawab is there, but take the enjoyment. Yes, reject the sins and take the enjoyment of dhikr. Reject the sins. And then that's when Allah will take you to the high maqam. First, we should be free and purified from sins. Then when you sit in dhikr, remember, understand this. That dhikr that you've been given, prescribed to you, how should we go to dhikr? After sitting in dhikr, first do istighfar, repent to Allah. Allah, you have set me down, I couldn't even think. Then remember your sins, and the sins that are in front of you, promise to Allah, Allah, I'm going to leave these sins. I'm going to leave these sins. But if I don't leave the sins, and you're sat here saying, Allah Ta'ala, I'm leaving you, but I won't leave the sins. That's what we're saying. We're challenging, obviously. Yes, that's what we're saying. That, oh, you've sat me down in dhikr, that's fine. What shall I do? I can't leave the sins. I'll leave your dhikr, but I can't leave the sins. So how will the enjoyment come if we're challenging like this? Will enjoyment come? Taste come? When you're sat down, and Allah Ta'ala seat you down, giving you tasbih, night time, you sat there, okay, I'll start doing my dhikr. Then first and foremost, what do we need to think about? Say it loudly. Our sins. If we won't leave the sins, then what are we saying? That Allah will leave you, but... This is what a person's saying. What life is this? Is that a life? Can that be a good life? And every day we do this. We sat down in the majlis and what are we saying? We come to the majlis, recite the kalimat. Okay, Allah, I'll leave dhikr. I will leave your majlis. I'll leave your gathering. But I can't leave the sins. After leaving here, I have to commit this sin. I will do this, Allah. I will do this. Tell me. So what are you thinking now? Will you... go back after the gathering and do impure deeds. Will you leave Allah? Will you leave the sins? Tell me. What a great point to think about. Yes, everybody understand what I'm saying? It's not difficult, is it? No. Very simple, straightforward. So we know we're so foolish. You are pious. MashaAllah, I speak about myself. So foolish that we sat down and we're saying, Allah, I'm not going to listen to you, we're going to continue to sin, we'll leave you, that you can keep on making us say, we'll recite this, but we won't leave the sins. No, don't waste your time. Allah Ta'ala seated you down. Allah, this sin that I commit, X, Y, Z, whatever you remember, Allah, I promise, inshallah, I won't commit this sin. I leave it now. Allah will say, Subhanallah. Fadhkuruni, I do your dhikr. I'll remember you. I'll forgive you. I'll give you Jannah, paradise. I will give you the satisfaction, enjoyment of this dhikr. Subhanallah. So this is the method of doing dhikr. Dhikr is not this, 10 tasbih, after the 10 tasbih, that's it, quickly, rapidly, dhikr is done. 12 tasbih, I've done 12, counting, that's it, I've done dhikr enough, that's it. Is this dhikr? Is this remembering Allah? Dhikr, when you finish dhikr and get up, then your beard should be moist with the tears. You should be there in Medina or in Makkah, Alhamdulillah. And Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, that in front of you should be Kaaba, the sight, multazam, when you're saying Allah's name. Imagine this, imagine, you should sit like this, that I'm in front of the Kaaba, in front of me is multazam. Everyone, mashallah, has seen these places with the fadal wa Allah's kindness. Some people are new, they've recently seen these things, on their faces are noor, with their sadaqah, we'll get forgiven as well, mashallah. They sat here, some people have just done Umrah and Kameh, mashallah. So their sins are forgiven, everything, mashallah. They're great people, pious people. And the effects of the noor, they went to Medina, those footsteps have gone to Medina, feel like picking up their slippers and putting them on our heads. So fortunate, their slippers and feet and shoes, that they have wandered around Medina. Their eyesight must be so beautiful that they have seen the Rawda Mubarak and they've got that effect. We're sat here, we're sinful people, what do we have to our name? Yes, with such noorani people who sat in front of us. And I'm amazed that these hands who have gone and touched the Kaaba, the Holy Prophet's carpet, they've touched these foreheads. This is where the Prophet used to prostrate, and they've prostrated there as well. They've come back. Such a great ni'mah. Despite this, tell me, will they feel like sinning after that? Should we leave sins or not? Yes, they shouldn't ever commit the sins. Yes, they should never backbite with their tongues and mouths. That enjoyment should be steadfast and stay continuous. But as soon as we come back, that enjoyment disappears. Such a great action Allah has allowed you to do, subhanAllah. Imagine that such opportunities, places where they have done sajda, prostration, they would have seen the holy fence, the Gumbad Sharif, and then they would have wandered around there and walked in those places where the Holy Prophet and fragrance is already spread out. Tell me, such a great treasure that they have present, and then they come and one sin they displease Allah and they waste all of their good deeds. So is there any guarantee that we can go back again? Is there any guarantee that we will be permitted to go again? No, there's no guarantee. Tell me, once if you've seen this great place, then don't waste that eye. Don't waste that eye that has gone and seen these great things. Don't waste it. Don't waste that tongue where you sat and did the dhikr of Allah, those kalamah that you recited there when you sat down. Subhanallah. Durood that you've recited there, the whole dunya you can recite durood, but you cannot compare to that durood. Because that durood that you recite there, the Holy Prophet is sat in front of you and listening to your durood. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, say subhanallah. You're stood there and he's listening, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such great people these are, fantastic people. Yes, we recite thousands of durood, but you cannot compare to their durood. So such a great ni'mah that you don't want to eliminate the sins. You want to say that we'll leave the rood, we'll leave that taste, but we cannot leave the sins. We're sorry, but we'll continue to do the sins. No. My brothers, such individuals, that Allah Ta'ala, as He elevates those individuals, the more Allah Ta'ala elevates a person, the more Allah elevates that person, a person, what should he do? He should value and he should reject the sins at the same time. He should continue to shun the sins. Yes, you should be grateful for the ni'mas. We should learn to be grateful for the ni'mas. Then Allah's great fadl and kindness will come. If we are grateful for Allah's ni'mas, then all the time we'll do dhikr in Allah's home. But if we're ungrateful, then Allah Ta'ala will stop the action of dhikr. He'll close it, he'll seal it. Then we'll keep on looking for the majalis, the places. But this has been ungrateful. So what we realized is that the thing that destroys the effect and the enjoyment of our dhikr is sin. We say, no, I can't leave sin. That, oh, we can leave Allah, but we can't leave the sins. Astaghfirullah. This is the case. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all you brethren the tawfiq, the capability that we can leave sins, go far from sins, so that we can attain the enjoyment of Allah's name and His remembrance. And when Allah gives ni'mas, may Allah allow us to be grateful for that. Allah, give us your karam and mercy. Then Allah, please continue to send your ni'mas and your rahmas. And this is the rahmah of Allah, the amal, amalus salihat. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المذنبين دعاء ياسين وحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي المجيد وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنه حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمرنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قوة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.